board back there.
Hey!
Hey there!
Hi!
Hey, whoa. We're all here. We're all here. Welcome, first of all, Terry Banish to Best Coast Business Live. It's good to have you back again. Deputy City Manager Atascadero. A couple items of housekeeping first. Everyone, this is Best Coast Business Live. I'm Ron Riley. You are?
I'm Andrea Geis.
That's good. And yeah, so we're here. What do we do each week? Not each week. It's maybe twice a month.
Twice a month.
Yeah, two times a month. We're here to shine a light on business people that are doing great things in SLO County, Santa Barbara County even. People that you should probably know about that are doing awesome things in your community. And we get to have awesome extended conversations with them. And Terry's here as part of our community corner. We're always talking to somebody from a chamber or somebody that's involved in city government. And so anyways, excited. After Terry today, we've got Laura Jeffrey from 101 Wine Tours, and that's going to be a lot of fun. So let's just jump into it. Terry, how you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here, Terry. Tell us what's going on in Atascadero.
Well, we got a lot going on in Atascadero. It feels like it's that time of the year, you know, the fall and holidays and all that coming in. So we just finished the Central Coast Craft Beer Festival, and that event brought in about 1,500 attendees, and they had three different bands. They had over 50 different breweries, wineries, cideries, everywhere from Monterey to the north, all the way through Ventura. So it's pretty cool. Everybody had a great time. It just had such a cool vibe, and that was Saturday, and it was like a 12 to 4. They did a beer and food pairing in the beginning for VIP ticket holders, and then they went into the regular event, cornhole games, you name it, they had it. It was fun. And then we had Zubu over at the Charles Paddock Zoo, and so all the little kids dressing up from, you know, families and their Dalmatians, you know, kind of from Cruella de Vil to all the little Dalmatians in the group for that. So that was cool. And a lot of just fun things. I mean, people are so excited to get out. And I think that's what we're noticing right now. The line for the zoo went all the way to the pavilion on the lake. And if you're familiar with the Atascadero Lake Park, that's a long way. So we're working to improve that experience. So online ticket sales are kind of, we're moving in that direction. It's something that we haven't had to do until now. So yeah, so super excited. Now coming up, we have downtown for Halloween and on Entrada. So kick off your Halloween in the downtown from 3 to 6, come in costume. They're going to have pet costume contests. They're going to have costume contests for the kids, the families, all of that. So it'll be a ton of fun. It's free. They'll have music. They have hay maze that we're putting together, and just a lot of fun. So, and that's not it. We even have a resident, Mark Russo. He used to work for us here at the city in public works, and he has this Halloween spooktacular that he decorates to view the lights, sights, and frights from the street. And that's located at, I have to get the address, sorry, I don't have that memorized, but it's 7720 Cortez here in Atascadero, and he has gone all out. It starts basically every night from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. And then on Halloween, he's going to do this spooktacular thing. So you got to check that out too.
Quick question. The Entrada part, is that on Friday or is that
on Halloween?
It is on Halloween.
Yes, okay. It is on Halloween and from 3 to 6. So if you're going to do some traditional trick-or-treating, you could still go out to your favorite neighborhood and do the trick-or-treating out there. So yeah, it's we're nonstop. I can't keep up with it all. I'm trying.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's why the city needs a deputy city manager. You got like, it's like two cities that need to be managed. It's amazing.
We have two deputies. I do the fun stuff. And then Laura's, you know, she's our trash diva. She does all of the other stuff, code enforcement. She loves that part, though. She's good at that. She's got that law degree side, you know.
It's a good balance. Well,
that's awesome the way that's set up. So, we've covered a little bit about, you know, I think it's been about 2 months since we had you on.
Yes.
And okay, you talked about the beer festival, which
who doesn't like beer?
I missed that. That sounds amazing. I got a question about that. Do the hotels fill up during all that?
They did. They were so excited. I mean, they just today I got the lowdown on all the hotels, the Carlton, Holiday Inn Express, Spring Hill Suites, they were all full. So, and that's part of that is to make sure that on a tourism perspective that we're filling our hotels as well as the residents can come down and enjoy the event. as well. And they'll do more, you know, local kind of marketing efforts come March when it's really back on track. So you still have time, Ron. You can come to them. It's around mid-March that they plan that next beer festival. So yeah, it was good.
I wrote it down.
Hey.
We get in on the planning committee for that one. Sounds great.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. So, so Halloween and then, okay. So, you've got 7720 Cortez is where this thing's happening, 7 to 10 every night.
Yeah.
What is the spooktacular though? What's happening in that?
Is it a haunted house?
It's a haunted house and it has that look to it. So he's going to, you know, he's pretty spooky from the street, but I know that people get out of their cars and they walk around and walk by. And I think on Halloween night, he'll probably allow more folks in and around that area. He's trying to be safe, obviously, COVID and all of that, and keep the crowds to like a nice flow. So who knows? I haven't been over there yet, but I was last year and it's definitely, definitely worth it. So,
excellent.
Yeah.
Is it Is it something that you have to purchase tickets for or is
it free? Okay. These are all free. So definitely come out. So for the Halloween trick or treat downtown, on Halloween from 3 to 6, definitely try and make it by the Russo's for their spectacular event, 7720 Cortez. Those are two big things that are coming up. And then we round the corner into November. It's crazy. Oh, before I forget, Farmer's Market tomorrow from 3 to 6. If you come in costume, you'll get one of those big giant cookies. So gotta have that.
You gotta have a giant cookie.
Yes.
That's amazing. So, yeah.
Go to the information booth and they'll
give you Sunken Gardens, right?
Yeah, Sunken Gardens from 3 to 6. Yes.
So, how many vendors do you usually have show up? Sorry, I just keep asking questions.
No, that's okay.
Keep it going.
Yeah. About 15 to 17 right in that neighborhood. They have a couple food trucks that are down there. They have a variety from, you know, your honey folks to your mushrooms to your all kinds of fresh produce, flowers, all of that. So we do pretty well with our market.
Nice. Yeah, I just wanted to, while we're talking about downtown and where you're working, Gearing Taylor and Associates, my company, we just opened a little micro office. I think it's 5960 West Mall.
Oh, good.
Right across from the Sunken Garden.
Yeah.
So
nice little plug there, Ronald.
Yeah. That is a great plug. I'll have to come visit. I'll bring you a flyer of some sort at some point.
That's great. We don't have someone parked there all the time. So,
okay.
You know, we're working on that, but the internet's better there than, you know, where some of our folks are working remote and we're doing a lot of working in Atascadero. So it's nice to have a landing spot up there, I guess is what I'm getting to.
Yeah, so. We have also Bridgeworks over at the Chamber too, as far as a co-working space is another landing spot. So if you ever had a lot going on and you needed an extra like meeting space or whatever, go over to the Chamber.
What's the name of that you said?
It's called Bridgeworks, and the Atascadero Chamber of Commerce runs that, and it's co-working space and it definitely fills up. They also have, you know, other suggestions too, if they're full, but definitely,
That's great.
Good to know.
We're pretty excited about it. We're going to have a kind of like a grand opening one of these nights soon. We'll make sure that you guys all get an invitation.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll come to a ribbon cutting and all that.
Sounds fun. Okay. That's good. Hey, so, between now and, you know, there's a few holidays between now and the end of the year, and I imagine there's fun going on. What are the fun things happening in Atascadero between
now? Oh my gosh. So we have a new event coming up, but before I get to that, we have a new area. So there's La Plaza, which we've talked a lot about, and that should be opening up pretty soon. That's going to have its own ribbon cutting. That's across from Sunken Gardens, that beautiful big building. They have an Italian restaurant that'll be taking on the rooftop bar area as well. And just a lot happening over there. But we are having on November 4th, the high school and the middle school. We're going to have the cheerleaders, the bands out there. We're going to have the choir out there. It's November 4th from 4 to 7 p.m. It's going to be a mini carnival to kind of celebrate fall. So come out for that. It's free. There'll be beer, there'll be cider, there'll be wine. There'll be some food trucks out there. So November 4th from 4 to 7. super fun. Support the kids. They're going to each have their booths to make money. So, you know, popcorn for a buck, that sort of thing. So that'll be fun. And then we go into our new event, which is the Atascadero Fall Fest. And that's November 19th, 20th, and 21st. By design, it's a carnival with real carnival rides, Ferris wheel, all of that stuff. Obviously, you'll have carnival wristbands and that sort of thing. But you'll have three main acts, one of them being Bear Market Riot, I think, kicks it off. Soundhouse finishes it. But in between is Pato Bonton, which is a reggae group that has been known to open for Ziggy Marley and that kind of thing. Definitely taking a way step up on that. So it'll be a lot of fun. There's going to be over 30 bands. There's going to be over 50 vendors. It is just going to be amazing. 11 to 10 every day, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I have the link on visitatascadero.com, and it talks about all the different things, the carnival wristbands, the rides, games, all the stuff that they're doing. Super cool to have. So a lot of good stuff going on there. And then they have a website, once you go to our website, that you can click over to. So check it out. It's really going to be something, and you'll hear a lot more about it as we get closer.
This is the new event you were talking about? Sorry, Ron.
Yeah, yes, this is a big new event that we've been talking about, and between the Atascadero Tourism Business Improvement District and the city, we're bringing in these guys. They also put on the beer festival that we just had. They know what they're doing. It's Andres Nuno, and he is in Fuego Events. He does like the Carpinteria Avocado Festival. He does a lot of like the Ventura Surf and Sets event. He knows what he's doing, and it's part of my job with the city is to bring in bigger events that really, you know, can draw hotel stays and bring people to the downtown, all of that. That's by design, and trying to get folks like, you know, the really cool, you know, bigger events that can come in and really, you know, make it happen in a way that works really well for our city. Not too over the top, but, you know, just like where we want that family environment part to be as well.
Like Goldilocks.
Yeah. Yes.
It's just right. So is there an easy way to find it on the Facebook page?
You know what? On Facebook, we probably haven't posted that yet because we haven't rounded the corner into November, but it will be under events. It'll definitely be listed on City of Atascadero, Visit Atascadero, Atascadero Recreation Facebook pages. Mm-hmm. I always send people to visitatascadero.com because that shows all the city events and city sponsored events. So usually it's all the big events are on there. And that's the best place to go.
Awesome.
Yay.
Way cool. So, you know, I know the answer to this, but I think it's always important to restate it. If somebody is coming into town, they're going to stay at a hotel, and they, for some reason, they're watching this today. Hopefully they are. Or they're, you know, from South County or from Santa Barbara County, and they're coming to visit Atascadero. Where do they want to go to find out what's happening?
Visit Atascadero.com for sure. Hotels are all listed, places to eat, places to go drink, you know, evening entertainment, downtown, things to do, hiking, all of that. The zoo's on there. Everything is there.
Right, right. And I think we mention it every time, but folks, it's like Vegas now. You can carry around. It's open container. Go for it.
We are.
Have yourself a good time in Atascadero and then stay there. Stay the night.
You can stay there. Stay here. I mean,
It's awesome. Awesome. Well, Terry, I mean, is there one more thing we wanted to get out before?
You know, if you're a vendor and you're wanting, you know, to get out there and get back into the flow of things, we have a lot of big events coming up. That is one of them that we'll, you know, send you to who the event planner is. But also we have Winter Wonderland on December 10th. That's a big event for families. And we're taking vendor applications now. They can find that information on the same location under events, and under that event, we'll have the vendor form at the bottom. Same with Tamale Festival. We're soliciting now for tamale vendors because we sell like 47,000 tamales during Tamale Festival 2019 anyway. And that was 35 vendors, and it's January 15th. And it's going to be 11 to 7. They're bringing in like a longer time frame in one day versus the 2-day thing that we had. So again, that's something where folks that are really wanting to be back, you know, in the flow of events, we have some big ones to be a part of.
So my last question along those lines, I think there's probably a lot of volunteers needed to get those kind of things done.
Yeah.
Where are people that want to volunteer? Where are the volunteers coming from? How do they know?
Volunteers, you know, we have Kiwanis is a huge volunteer, Rotary as well. We have the Optimist Club of Atascadero. We have so many different volunteers that we're looking to get back into the, you know, flow of things. So if you really want to volunteer or be a part of volunteering, you can send me an email at tbanish@atascadero.org, or you can send it to info@visitatascadero.com. So either way, I'll get that email and I can definitely, you know, get folks signed up. We have the Boy Scouts. I mean, we have a ton of folks that just love to volunteer around here. It makes it happen, honestly, because we need more. Yeah.
Many hands make light work. Right?
Yes, that is my motto right there. So I
think you might be the first city official to actually share their email address to the billions.
Yeah, watching that's out there. Me.
The billions, we all love you. Be nice to her inbox, please.
Please.
Anyway. Well, we certainly appreciate it, and always the updates on Atascadero. It always sounds like there's just more and more great things going on. And just thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks.
Thank you, guys. Terry.
All right,
Thank
Terry.
You.
Have a good one.
You too.
Yeah. She's got a fun job, I think.
I think so too. Coordinating all that stuff. I'm sure like when she goes to bed at night, it's like, oh, what did I forget to do? And then like the hamster just start running until the next day too.
I think you're talking about you now.
I am.
When you should be introducing our guests, we got Laura.
Oh my goodness. Laura.
Hey guys.
How are you?
Great. Nice to learn about Atascadero.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Usually we try to kind of pair it up. We'll do South County with South County, but we had a mixed day. So
yeah, here we are. Right. So I will do a formal introduction. Everyone who's joining us today, please welcome Laura Jeffrey from 101 Wine Tours. I wish I had like a like a cowbell or something like that to actually really bring you on, but
arrange that.
So
Steve, more cowbell.
Guys, I appreciate it.
Yeah. So is this okay? I'm gonna try really hard not to like dissect this too much, but can I share a little bit about you and Dave?
Please, appreciate that.
Or do you want to?
No, go for it.
Just kidding. Everyone, this is Laura and her husband Dave from 101 Wine Tours. They fell in love with the area while taking their middle son, Kyle. They do have three boys on a college visit to Cal Poly in San Luis. Hey, Ron, have you been there?
Where, Cal Poly?
Just kidding.
Yeah, I was just there with you recently.
Already being a lover of wine, she experienced a whole new dimension of local flavor when she moved to San Luis Obispo County a decade ago. From getting to know all the wonderful people who run the wineries and making a barrel each of Merlot, Chardonnay,
Merlot.
I know how to say Merlot. Pinot Noir and Petit Sirah. The past few years living on the Central Coast has made wine a focal point of your life. So I'm going to let you take it from there. So thank you, Laura, for being here.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate this opportunity. So yeah, we've actually been here 14 years now. Time flies when you're having fun. Absolutely love it. I feel like a concierge to people that are traveling, even locals that have undiscovered things. And it's just a lot of fun.
Excellent. Hey, Laura, I will make it might just be the settings on my side here, but if you have a microphone, you can get a little tiny closer. I don't know. Maybe it's just because my voice is so loud. Yours sounds a little quiet.
Will do.
So the first thing I want to talk about is that there are three distinct regions in this area that you guys cover, right? And
absolutely.
And is there one that you cover more than the others?
It's actually, it's a toss up because of course I love slow coast wine because this is where my home is, but most people are very familiar with Paso as it's got a lot more publicity, especially over the last probably 7 to 10 years, they've grown to over 250 wineries. So the options are endless to be certain. Slow's at about 30 wineries. Not all of them have tasting rooms, but there's a lot of charm here as well. And I usually try to find what works best for the people. So, you know, depending on the varietals that they like, I might suggest one winery over the other.
So do people actually call you and ask for recommendations? Like, hey, we want to book this. Where do we go?
They do. And we actually primarily about 95% of our clientele, we do all their planning and reservations. I've created a pre-trip survey. So by using that, I find out what you like, where you want to go, how many people. Really important, are you celebrating something super fun? Because we want to honor that. And then I'll make recommendations and the reservations based on that.
That's like a one-stop shop. Not only do you get your like your driver, you get your experience planned for you, and then you get to go have fun. Has anyone puked in your van?
Oh. Never. What a relief. No, it's never.
We jump right to that question.
It was like going through the motions of how wine tasting goes and just.
Yeah, well, we try to keep it at a sane number of wineries to visit. It's changed quite a lot since COVID. So primarily now people are needing reservations. It's seated, it's focused. And so we make sure you get food and lots of water.
Before we kind of get to how you've fared through COVID and what the things that the hoops, you know, all of us have different hoops we jump through. I think the kind of a theme that we were just talking about there is that you really work to customize a tour.
Absolutely.
So you sort of consult with people before you even jump in the car and I mean, you plan these things out really well. So, and I think I saw they range between 4 and 7 hours.
Yeah. And it's depending on where you're starting, where you're going. It's gotten a little longer just based on, you know, seated tastings and travel, but we want to make the most of people's time as well. So our goal is not to drive you all the way east and all the way west, but to find out what works best and then try to keep it in a reasonable, you know, time of travel. So that you can taste more than you're traveling.
That totally makes sense. It's just planning out your adventure.
Yeah.
Why go to Cambria and then go all the way over to Geneseo area? It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. And many times people will go off of a recommendation that a friend made and they're not really thinking about where am I staying? How does that fit into my timeline? And so sometimes it doesn't even match their actual palette. They're just going off of somebody else's recommendation. So I like to really focus in on what's best for them.
I love that. You do like a little consultation analysis.
Yep.
You're like, I'm the expert. Let me tell you what you want to do.
Yeah. Exactly. So to get that consultation, what number should you call, Andrea?
I know. Do you know which number? It's very creative. And she actually told me this when we met at the chamber mixer or at the awards installation too. It's 805-874-CORK.
That's right. That was helpful to my kids. My family have really helped me a lot to create a beautiful logo, memorable phone number.
Nobody can remember a phone number anymore because, you know.
You have a phone.
It's on your phone, right? And we should mention 101winetours.com as well.
I appreciate that.
Beautifully branded. And your vehicle, the one vehicle that I've seen up front anyway, is very, very well branded, very easy to find. So let's talk about when all this started and then when COVID came in, what adjustments had to be made and how are we doing now?
Sure. So not quite 7.5 years ago, sort of the idea from just meeting people and loving where I lived, learning about wine, got started, then eventually added, some of my qualifications, getting my level one sommelier, then my certified sommelier, and then the WSET, and just sort of piling all that on until I felt like I was really educated, loving it, knowledgeable. We had about five to six employees prior to COVID. And then of course we lost almost all of them, about 90%. So we're on a skeleton crew. I had not been going out as much as I was in the beginning. And now I'm back to where I am taking people more often than not, which has actually been really good because it's given me an opportunity to re-get acquainted with my guests. So what we are doing now is we are following all the guidelines for the county because we're mandated to do that. So all my drivers are vaccinated. But we do still, we encourage and we're, really telling people you should be wearing masks in the car because it's a small, you're in a confined space for hours sometimes traveling. And so we're asking people to do that, it's courtesy, but it's easy once you get there, you can rip it off and just have fun and throw some wine down so you don't mind.
That's great. That's great. So you mentioned this sommelier, and I took French for 2 years, but I took it in Nashville, Tennessee. So it's
that has a nice little twang to it.
It's like franglais, you know, that's the way I say it. That teacher, I swear, first day she taught parlez-vous français, like, you know, so my Southern accent's still there. Yeah. Hey, so I read somewhere that, I don't know why you differentiate this or not, but I know in some of those languages you get the feminine form and the masculine form. Is it a sommelier would be the feminine? Is that, I don't know. Is that even a thing anymore?
I feel like it was actually started in London. Yeah. And so I feel like it's just sommelier, although we hear every alliteration you could imagine. I mean, it's been called whatever. And I just say, yes.
Yeah. And what does that really mean?
So it means that I've passed some pretty stringent tests, and that would be with education, blind tasting, knowledge of different regions, which can be anything. And I've had to do a service with a master somm that not only throws out wine questions, but will ask you about beer, spirits, and sake, all while trying to trip you up so that you're opening your sparkling without a peep. We're really not supposed to shake it up and let it fly. And serving the right people in order, appropriately. So it's a pretty tough, it's pretty rigorous.
Sounds intense.
Especially for somebody, you know, quite like a second career. I'm not as young as I used to be, but I love it.
Oh, sounds like you're doing great, making a killing at it.
Thank you. Keeping busy.
Well, yeah, so all the adjustments. So you mentioned the connection with customers has really been one of the positive side effects of you driving more recently. Do you find that your love of what you do, are you a strong storyteller?
I am. And I actually, for me, it's important to talk about not just the wine that people are going to enjoy, but the story behind the wine, because so many winemakers here have a deep history, a really rich history. And now they have something called the Wine History Project. So those winemakers are being highlighted with giant storyboards. I love to point people to that. And I think it's important for them to know, you know, and harvest is a great time to visit wine country because you actually get to see and smell many times the harvest and the fermenting grapes. And it gives you a little bit more appreciation, I think, for the work that's actually done, you know, to get that wine from the ground to your glass.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of people and a lot of hard work.
It's a process. Absolutely. One of my girlfriends, her husband is a winemaker. And during harvest, she's like, I never see him. And we have three kids. I never see him.
Yeah, it's true. My son's a winemaker and that's how his life is, you know.
Right.
Oh, and just really quick, if you don't mind, I'm going to throw the pitch because
do it.
Three Cal Poly grads. So, you know,
good job. Mom.
That's what
good
got luck. Us here. And they actually have their own wine label in Mendocino and it's killing it, called Minus Tide. So Minus Tide. That's Minus Tide and all three Cal Poly graduates. So that's something to be.
That's cool. Something to be very proud of.
Yeah.
So are you a member?
I don't need to be a member.
I know.
I still pay for my bottles.
That's awesome.
A little discount.
I gave you life. You give me wine.
Exactly. When I babysit the dog, then yes, it's like a day for a bottle for sure. Right.
So we were talking a little bit earlier and, you know, so when you're here in front of a video camera, that means you're not driving a car and you're not, maybe not necessarily making a move, but you've got three vehicles in the fleet now.
Yes, I do.
Are they mostly all three running these days or?
Well, we're probably anywhere at from like 50 to maybe 65%. Some days they're all running, but it used to be almost 4 or 5 days a week. We're right. running three. Now it's a little less just based on, you know, employees. Like I'm sharing something everyone is sharing. So I don't feel sorry for myself. I just know this is sort of where everyone is today. And so, you know,
yeah.
I'm proud of that.
Well, it's awesome to be able to have that too. Yeah. I mean, I'm And then I know your insurance is super cheap as well, right?
Probably not even a good idea to go there.
We're not.
And they didn't mind that we were parked for 7 months. They raised it almost 40% last year.
Really?
Yep. So when people have to understand, like, there's a reason why we have to charge what we do, which is not outrageous, but it to cover the cost.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah.
And I think this speaks to the quality of the experience that you kind of design for folks, is that it's really, you got to call or check a box on the website to figure out what's the price of this thing, because it could be probably a wide range based on whatever you plan.
There's a range based on the day of the week, the number of people, the region they're traveling, and of course the hours. But you know, I do include the planning and reservations, which takes me quite a bit of time, but I feel like they get such a better experience that, you know, I'm willing to use my own personal time. I don't really charge for that, as I think it's a better deal for everyone.
You can see your heart pour through right now too, when you're like proud to do that. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So on your website, 101winetours.com, you recently wrote an article. Is that right?
I did. So for Living Lavishly, just came out in the fall issue, and it's how to plan the perfect wine tour. So I recommend people check it out on the website or read it if you see that magazine out there. It's really important because I tried to cover things that I thought were important for the client to know, and so that there weren't surprises.
Yeah. Even from like what to wear and bring.
We hopefully don't have anybody's high heels getting stuck in a vineyard, but
oh boy.
I'm sure it's happened. Best way to dress.
Right. So, sorry, I was just there's notes off in the side sometimes in the chat, and they can make us laugh sometimes. I wanted to ask, are we approaching what would usually be a slow period? Even if you're at the height of what you guys do, is this a time where we slow down a little bit?
Well, you know, what's funny is I don't really have a particularly slow time.
Okay.
So it might be a little bit more balanced, but I think especially now I've been turning away so many tours because we're booked, and that's great. And like last minute, it's pretty tough to get out there at the last minute because of the reservations, which is it actually affects at least 90, 95% of the wineries are doing it by reservation. Mm-hmm. So, and they're short staffed too, right? So you might see an open table and go, well, if I walk up, why can't I sit there? But they want to give you a great experience. And if they don't have enough people to serve you properly, they'll turn you away. So
are you usually coordinating lunch or a meal as well?
Yeah, I mean, yes, we do usually have something delivered or, you know, lunch at a winery. We've got a few here. And then, of course, Paso has a little bit more options for lunch. But you better book early or they're full.
Right.
All right. So right. I have a quick question.
Sure.
You don't have to name names, but...
Sneaky question.
Let me just preface that real quick. But... Wine clubs are you a member of?
Well, I don't really need to be a member.
There's that.
Anymore because I'm industry. But there's a few places, and I won't name them, that if I wasn't a member, by the time I found out what they were selling, they'd be sold out. So there's a couple.
You had a few tricks up
here. Yeah. Well, one of the most important questions that we can ask, I think, of anyone that comes on here is really, you know, if cast COVID aside, if you were continuing on from March of 2020 before March 13th to, you know, whenever this thing's officially over, I think we're going to say another couple months. You continued to blossom and grow during that time. You know, what is it that the community can do for you to help kind of catch up for that lost time? Is there, you know, we just need to be calling and emailing you all the time and say, we need more tours. What's the best way we can help?
We need more wine. Organize a tour, plan a special occasion, like let us plan it for you.
Right.
You know, you can take the work out of it. It's like, you just call us or email me and then we get the survey out to you. And, you know, you can just get picked up and get dropped off safely, but, you know, have everything that day and you don't have to, you know, put the time in. And I really want to say thanks to the county and the chamber and the city, because, you know, grants and loans and all of that stuff. We couldn't have done it without the help of the community. So very appreciative.
I was fortunate enough to be on the committee that helped give out the first round of the Arroyo Grande grants. And anyways, I've seen lots of notes of appreciation come through. And then on the second round, I myself applied for my own business. So I too have the city to thank. Amazing things. And of course the chamber, but so you know, I think the one question that's coming to my mind is, as a business, we're starting to do more things together again. We still have remote work. I was working remote all day today until I came in right before the show. Are you doing corporate events? Do you ever do that sort of corporate retreat kind of stuff?
So we were planning some of that, but right now I think the feeling for me and even my staff, vaccinated staff, is to keep the numbers a little bit smaller. And it's, you know, I'm not rushing to try to do a wedding transportation or 100 people or that. I'm feeling like I think smaller is more comfortable right now. But we, you know, we've got a sorority sisters this weekend, and they're from all over the country and they're matures, but you know, we do all of that. So it's, yeah, we're doing what we can, but we want everyone to feel safe. So,
yeah.
Right.
That's admirable. Right. Makes sense.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
Well, you said
sure.
When the sorority sisters things came up, I was thinking back to Andrea's first question, and you might actually... Well, watch out in your vehicle. It might not.
Yes. No, no. They'll be good. They will be good, I'm sure.
They're alum, so they're going to be good. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
We're talking classy people here. Okay.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Well, good. Well, good. You know, if there was anything else that you just wanted everybody to know about, this would be a real good time for that.
Okay. So, the biggest thing, honestly, is plan early. Do not wait to the last minute. If you want to, you know, get your family out, your group out, you know, celebrate a special occasion, be it a bachelorette or an anniversary. I mean, we've done it all. Honeymooners, which I just had the other day, I had two people on their, you know, a lot of people are coming here for honeymoons to Slo County from all over the United States, but also California, to 50th wedding anniversaries and everything in between. Plan early. Do not wait till last minute. We want people to have the best experience, which means the most options. And as the longer you wait, your options get smaller.
So what would be a good time frame? Like a month, 2 months?
A month to 3 months. Three months, honestly. With the exception of 2022, I feel like a lot of the wineries right now are holding back on their January reservations until they sort of see how everything plays out, but at least a month. Yeah
Good to know.
Yeah.
Thank you. So I have a quick question.
Drink wine.
Yeah, I know, that used to be one of the key pillars of our show.
If you're driving,
right, Fred?
not if you're driving never when you're driving,
but. Well, you know, and it gets to a point where every other Tuesday probably not a great idea every other
Tuesday. Makes Wednesday morning 7 a.m. really rough.
We need to switch the show to Friday, and then there's gonna be competition.
Day drinking.
Well, thank you. Get a hold of you, Laura.
I'm sorry,
what's the best way to get a hold of you? Email or cell?
Email's perfect. Actually, my website has a booking inquiry. It's not, you're not like giving me a credit card, you're just asking about the availability. You're telling me what I need to know to give you a proper quote, which is like your region, your date, number of people, things that are important. And then I get right back to people unless I'm out in Paso West where there's no service.
I've been there.
What are your top two varietals?
Me? Oh my God. I have fallen in love with Albariño so much so that I had to go to Northwest Spain. So it's such a great, you know, it's such a great varietal. It's such a palate cleanser, but of course, Pinot Noir. I mean, come on, we live on the Central Coast. Yeah. We have to all drink Pinot Noir, but right. I cannot discriminate against any varietal. I love wine, all sure. kinds of wine. What I'm eating, what I'm celebrating, who I'm with, mm-hmm. that definitely determines what I'm drinking.
Gotcha. I didn't even think about those, but it totally makes sense.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Aww.
Wow. Hey, the sun is about to melt one of your eyes off there.
I know. Wow. And I'm trying really hard to just keep moving over and I'm sweating.
Open a window. You can get some wind.
Yeah, there you go. There we go. Woof. I was starting to feel odd. Jeez.
Wow.
Right. Well, Laura, we sure do appreciate it. And, you know, I could see a lot of really, really good things happening for your company in the coming years. It's one of the best businesses that we have in this region, anything to do with wine, but especially,
thank you.
You know, we were just talking to Terry and it's a dry, it's a, you know, carry your own beverage kind of city. Well, you can't do that across the county. You can't do that over 100 miles. You need people to drive, have a good storyteller drive and tell a good story for you. And somebody that knows a lot about wine too.
Heck yeah.
Thank
those
you.
Credentials are impressive.
Thank you so much, you guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks for being here with us today.
Yeah.
We'll come tour with you soon. We'll book out in a couple months.
Yes. Cheers.
Best hello. Yeah, we will make a field trip. I'm cheersing with water, but I'll drink. Because okay. If I don't drink, it's bad luck. So there you go.
That's right. You guys have a great night. I really appreciate your time.
All right. You too, Laura.
Thank you. So take bye. Care.
That was fun.
Cheers.
We gotta get out of the sun.
It's like smoke. It just follows you around.